Hello, this is Be Still and Know with Jonathan Edwards. Let's hear the Bible together. James chapter 5, verses 7 and 8. Dear brothers and sisters, be patient as you wait for the Lord's return. Consider the farmers who patiently wait for the rains in the fall and in the spring. They eagerly look for the valuable harvest to ripen. You too must be patient. Take courage, for the coming of the Lord is near. The idea of waiting is easy until you have to do it. Waiting can be incredibly difficult, and especially if you don't know how long you're going to have to wait. Waiting for medical test results, waiting for a member of the family to make contact, or waiting for someone to repay a debt. Any of those can sap your energy and leave you feeling disappointed and confused. The challenge we have to face is that Christians are waiting people. We are all waiting for the Lord's return, and no one can be sure when that's going to happen. The one fact that is definite is that he's going to return, because that's what he's promised to do. In Acts chapter 1, verse 11, after Jesus' ascension, his disciples were assured, "This same Jesus, who's been taken from you into heaven, will come back in the same way you've seen him go into heaven." I had relatives who were so sure of the Lord's imminent return that they believed that it was inappropriate to store any food. The Lord might return in the next day or two, and so it was irresponsible to keep supplies. That was taking it a bit far in my view. But God certainly does want us to live with the daily awareness that this very day might be the day of his return. Israel is a very hot country, but it also enjoys a considerable rainfall. There are two distinctive times of rain, the early rain, which starts in October, and the latter rain, which falls in May. A farmer can wait for the rain with confidence, and in the same way, we need to live our lives with confidence that history is in God's hands, and that one day, Jesus will definitely return, just as he promised. Thank you, Lord, that history is in your hands. Help us to be ready for Jesus' return, whenever it happens. Amen. It's been a pleasure to spend these moments with you. I'd be delighted if this were not a one-way communication. So if you've got any questions or comments, do please write to me at jonathan.edwards@premier.org.uk. I'll then get back to you in complete confidence as soon as I can. Visit premier.org.uk/voice of hope and join our growing Voice of Hope family. And follow along with these daily meditations at home in print, direct to your favourite mobile device, or as a daily podcast on the app Podbean. I am Jonathan Edwards, and I encourage you to join me as I share a thought from the Bible Monday to Friday every week. May God bless you.
Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Right now, get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Plus, get three Scotts NatureScapes 1.5 cubic foot mulch bags for just $10. These deals are coming in hot. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9, selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii.